settlement offer in Target breach.
Victims could get up to $10,000.
White House surveillance shocker.
It's the regular policy to destroy those tapes after 72 hours.
College student arrest caught on video.
His face bashed in by concrete. There's no words to describe that.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, up to 70 million people were affected by the data breach at Target in 2013. Now the big retailers offered a settlement in a class action suit filed by victims. Live to CBS's Heather Bosch.
$10 million. That's what Target's proposing to pay to compensate customers for the breach that exposed their credit and debit cards to thieves. Individual victims could get up to $10,000. Cybersecurity expert Mark Rash says it's a warning to companies.
The cost of cleaning up a breach and responding to a breach is always much, much higher than the cost of preventing a breach in the first place.
The breach during the start of the 2013 holiday season also damaged Target's reputation. A judge must still approve the settlement. There's a hearing on that today.
Also, Target says it's going to increase the pay of its workers to at least $9 an hour. Walmart announced a similar boost last month. A new revelation in the investigation into Secret Service misconduct. Lawmakers were told by Director Joseph Clancy surveillance video from the day earlier this month when two agents crashed, allegedly under the influence, no longer exists.
I don't think anybody in that room could believe it. That's just a stunning revelation that 72 hours after they make a tape, they destroy it? What? That doesn't make any sense to us.
Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz says the two tapes they did see were from far away from the White House, offering limited views.
If it's regular policy to destroy them after 72 hours, why did they have two of the tapes? And where are the rest of those tapes? And so far, the Secret Service has not been able to answer that question.
The agents have been given desk duty as the investigation goes on. The White House is calculating the way forward in the Middle East now that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out statehood for the Palestinians. CBS's Pam Coulter is with us now from the White House. Pam?
Steve, Netanyahu's about-face rejecting a Palestinian state likely will mean a big change in the U.S. effort to forge a peace deal in the region. The two-decade-old goal of two-state solution is gone unless Netanyahu softens his position. Former Ambassador to Israel Daniel Kurtzer says the option could be the administration greenlighting endorsement of a Palestinian state.
The administration clearly believes that the pathway to peace may not be through negotiations, but rather through action at the United Nations.
So far, no decisions have been made, Steve.
In Tunisia, a rally decries the museum attack that left 18 foreign tourists and three Tunisians dead. CBS's Alan Pizzi is in Tunis.
This morning, two Spanish tourists were found still hiding in the museum nearly 24 hours after the attacks took place. Apparently, they were both unharmed. And the police are still looking for two and possibly three people they feel may have been accomplices of the two gunmen, both of whom were killed.
Police in Mesa, Arizona say they're searching for a motive in yesterday's shooting spree that left one person dead, five others wounded. Detective Esteban Flores says 41-year-old ex-con Ryan Giroux began firing at a motel.
We know there was some type of altercation or at least an argument at the very first incident, and that's at the motel. Everything else seemed to be random.
Others were hit at a restaurant. Giroux was arrested at an apartment complex. In Longmont, Colorado, a horrific crime, and it began when a pregnant woman answered an online ad. Police Commander Jeff Satter.
She was shopping on Craigslist, and she came to this house to pick up some baby clothes. When she got here, she was assaulted and stabbed, and her baby was removed.
The baby did not survive. The injured woman's expected to recover. The suspect, a 34-year-old woman, went to a hospital with the baby and claimed she suffered a miscarriage. It was caught on cell phone video, a bloodied African-American student at the University of Virginia being held down by an officer.
His head is bleeding! His head is bleeding!
Martez Johnson's lawyer says he needed 10 stitches to close a head wound. A beverage control agent who made the arrest said Johnson was agitated and belligerent. About 1,000 students rallied last night.
Injustice of any kind is an issue for all of UVA.
The school president, Teresa Sullivan.
I felt it in my stomach. I just seeing the blood run down that young man's face you know, I wanted to know what happened and why it had happened. And I have to say, I also thought about his mother.
Virginia's governor's called for an investigation. New report is just out on the state of Black America. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnano.
The state of Black America has been impacted by the racially divisive shootings of unarmed African Americans.
We saw these incidents that really shocked the American consciousness.
But National Urban League President Mark Morial says this report's social justice index actually improved in the past year because, compared to whites, fewer blacks carried weapons or were victims overall of violence. Health disparities narrowed.
The Affordable Care Act, the expansion of Medicaid, is having an impact.
But racism remains, he says, the elephant in the room, and racial gaps persist.
The status that African Americans enjoy when you talk about jobs, educational attainment levels, life expectancy levels, home ownership rates is at 72% of where whites are.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
7 years ago, they passed a ban on new fast food restaurants in poor sections of Los Angeles in a bid to help cut obesity. Now a new study by the Rand Corporation says it had no effect. And in fact, obesity rates have continued to go up. A full day of games kicks off March Madness. The NCAA basketball tournament, unbeaten powerhouse Kentucky, is the odds-on favorite to win it all in Indianapolis. Reporter Rich Johnson is where they set the odds, Las Vegas.
How do you solve a problem like Kentucky?
I got Kentucky. You got everybody else.
South Point Casino odds maker Jimmy Vaccaro is offering that proposition. Bet on which team will win the tournament.
And we still can't get everybody else to make the bet. It's still on Kentucky.
But the biggest Vegas loser could be the William Hill Sportsbook, which took several bets before the college season began that Kentucky would go undefeated. That includes at least one $500 wager at 50-1 odds. If the Wildcats run the table, that single bet will pay $25,000. Rich Johnson for CBS News, Las Vegas.
Estimates say 40 million of us will play in lower-stakes office pools. President Obama picked plenty of early upsets in his brackets, but has Kentucky taking the crown. First Lady Michelle Obama is in Japan, and phone threats against American ambassador and JFK daughter Caroline Kennedy have not changed anyone's itinerary. CBS's Lucy Kraft is in Tokyo.
Addressing female students, Mrs. Obama said Japan and the U.S. are cooperating to get girls in developing countries back in the classroom.
With this new partnership between our two nations, we are issuing a call to action to nations around the world. In the coming months and years, we will be reaching out to world leaders and asking them to deepen their commitment to girls' education.
The First Lady is set to visit Kyoto before traveling to Cambodia. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
In Washington, President Obama visits today with British royalty. Prince Charles and wife Camilla wrap up their U.S. trip. They'll see him, and they stop in D.C. also at a retirement home for vets, a forensic science center, and a charter school. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.